Audio 57. 1.
Have you read any good books recently?
Well, I don't get much time to read, but I've just finished a novel called Shadow of the Wind.
I read that. I really enjoyed it.
What's it about?
It's about a boy's quest to find the truth about an author who's mysteriously disappeared. It's set in Barcelona, just after the Second World War. It's very atmospheric. I definitely recommend it.
Absolutely. It's very well written, and it's a real page-turner, too. I took it on holiday with me, and I couldn't put it down.
2.
And I must admit, I'm completely hooked on it. I've watched this soap opera since it began 10 years ago, and I can't miss an episode.
Sounds like you're addicted. I don't really have a favourite programme. But sometimes I just like to unwind in front of the TV, you know, after a bad day at work. The problem is, I tend to channel hop. There are so many channels available.
I don't have much time to watch TV. So much of it is just so bad. The live sport is good, though.
Yes. When the World Cup was broadcast, I recorded every match so I didn't miss any.
Me too. What I really can't stand is all this reality TV. You know, like Big Brother?
Oh, I quite like that.
3.
It sounds great. I mean, listen to this review. A blockbuster of a movie which became a box office hit overnight. It's full of brilliant special effects with a star-studded cast and a gripping storyline that will have you on the edge of your seat from the beginning.
Mm. Well, I've seen it, and it was really good. The whole thing is set in the future, and it's about a group of historians who look back to the 21st century and analyse what we're doing and how we're behaving now.
And were you on the edge of your seat?
Well, I was, actually, yeah. I mean, OK, it's basically a science fiction film, but it's very well done. It's very entertaining. There's quite a lot of humour in it. I don't want to spoil it for you, but there's a really surprising twist at the end. You must go and see it.